This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty in his election interference case in the southern state of Georgia Thursday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Former President Trump entered the not guilty plea Thursday morning. Trump and 18 others are accused of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. By pleading not guilty, Trump won't have to show up for the arraignment hearings set for next week. Several other people charged in the 41-count indictment already have waived arraignment, saving them a trip to the Atlanta courthouse. The case and the logistics of bringing it to trial are likely to be complicated. Legal maneuvering by several of those charged already has started. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two former leaders of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group have received lengthy prison terms for spearheading the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
One of the organizers of the Proud Boys, Joseph Biggs, got a 17-year sentence. Zachary Rell got a 15-year sentence.
A couple years would have been enough time. These sentences are obscene.
Attorney Norm Pattis represents both men. Prosecutors say Biggs and other Proud Boys committed among the most serious crimes this court will consider, pushing the U.S. government to the edge of a constitutional crisis. Rell was seen on video spraying a chemical irritant at law enforcement officers outside the Capitol. Prosecutors say he repeatedly lied about that assault when he testified at his trial.
As far as I'm concerned, they're patriots. They're not terrorists, and I don't care what the court has to say about it.
The leader of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, is expected to be sentenced next week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A judge in the U.S. Midwestern state of Missouri ruled Thursday that the 84-year-old white homeowner who shot a black teenager after he mistakenly went to the man's house must stand trial. This is VOA News. Andrew Lester is charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action in the shooting of Ralph Yarrell. Yarrell testified that he was sent to pick up his twin siblings but got the street wrong. Othello Barole, a relative of Ralph Yarrell, says that going to the wrong address is not uncommon.
I've done it myself. I've gone to the wrong house. So that's not something unusual. But it doesn't cause for somebody to shoot you because of that. There's too many guns. People quick on shooting before they ask questions, you shoot. That's the nature of Kansas City. That's the nature of Missouri.
The teenager suffered a traumatic brain injury from the shooting, but has just begun his senior year in high school. The shooting renewed national debates about gun policies and race in the United States. Brazil's Supreme Court is expected to rule next week against attempts by the country's powerful farm lobby to limit land claims by indigenous peoples to areas they occupied before 1988. Lawyers and indigenous rights advocates believe a majority of the 9-member court will vote by next Wednesday to reject the date restriction on the grounds it is unconstitutional. Indigenous groups celebrated a crucial vote on Thursday by Justice Cristiano Zanin that all but ensured the 1988 cutoff date would be rejected by the court. Congress has pushed ahead with bills allowing indigenous reservations only on land that was occupied by native communities when Brazil passed its constitution in 1988. Brazilian farm interests want to establish the cutoff date to secure non-indigenous farmers' claims to lands they have settled in Brazil's expanding agricultural frontier. Embattled Chinese developer Country Garden has delayed a deadline for creditors to vote on whether to postpone payments for a $535 million bond, according to a document seen by Reuters. Reuters correspondent Julian Sedowait has more.
Country Garden is China's largest private developer. It's weighed down by liabilities that totaled $194 billion as of the end of June. Almost $15 billion of debts are due to be repaid within a year. That leaves investors wondering if it's set to be the latest casualty of China's ailing property sector and what fallout a collapse might cause. Real estate accounts for about a quarter of the country's economy. But the sector has been in trouble since Beijing began a crackdown on the massive debts accumulated by developers.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Sedowait. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.